This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We are indeed live in the Napa Auto Parts studios.
Oh, we're live, all right.
Chick McGee has got the attitude up and running. Nothing can go wrong now. Coming up, comedian Pat Godwin joining us in the studio right now with an internet report. That very handsome man is Jeff Oske. Not only is he a comedian, he is also an expert on chickens because he is currently raising chickens in his backyard.
Yeah, I walked in the middle of a
fell for that fad and now
chicken conversation.
Now he's got something about getting an extra cage for your chickens brooding. Well, so is Chick.
It's riveting.
One of your hens is brooding, which means you have to, what is it again? You have to put the chicken in a different.
Yeah, I guess it's trying to hatch its eggs.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
see?
I like hearing about this. Jeff brings in
then
eggs.
Then what happened?
Thank you for bringing in the eggs. They're delicious.
You're welcome, Josh. I'm glad you enjoy them.
I really do.
And currently, the lady with the eggs, she is Jessica Alsman. You got plenty in there, right?
I think so. I've never counted.
Why don't you take a look, Tom, see what's going on in there.
It's nice to see you, Jessica. Now, Jeff,
you've been
exploring the world of Twitter. Is that correct? What's going on out there?
Yeah, I put together a few of my favorites for the week. The first one is from Mr. Ron White himself.
Love Ron White.
Pessimist sees the toilet paper roll is half empty. A teen stoner sees it as a potential pipe.
Right, what you know.
Smokers on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, he got arrested, right? With
once or twice.
Yeah. Oh, Ron got...
He got popped.
He was in a private plane, and the pilot...
He was breaking the law.
The pilot turned him in,
as I recall.
Okay. Oh, well. He was having a nice time. I'm sorry. Back to you, Jeff.
Here's one for the parents out there. This morning, I said to my son, "What part of mommy has an important meeting? Don't you understand?" And he was like, "I'm three, so all of it." That comes from Emily McCombs. Here's one for the dog lovers out there. This is by Nick Cage Match.
NIC.
Okay, I love that name. Yeah.
Just heard a guy at the dog park tell his dog no, and then more quietly, "We talked about this."
Oh, man. That's what dogs are for. You got to talk to them.
Let's see here. I found this funny. We'll see if anyone else does. At my funeral, I want the organist to start playing Pop Goes the Weasel really slowly until everyone is staring at the coffin in dread.
That's good.
That freaked me out.
Yeah, that made me happy.
Okay.
For you couples out there, this is from at Liz Hackett. When you're married, 90% of a Friday night is spent asking, "Do we really have to go to this?" All right, and on to the next one.
Well, yeah, that hit too close to home.
Yeah,
every relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah, you don't even have to be married for that one.
Right.
This is from Bill Murray himself. When you mess up a guy's hair, he thinks it's cute. But when you mess up a girl's hair, just hope you're wearing something bulletproof.
Man, that's also not a joke,
It takes an hour to make it look like we just got out of bed.
Really?
I just woke up like this.
I thought that was all natural.
With us in the studio, Jessica Alsman sitting in for Christy Lee. Do you have a news story over there we can review?
I do. The world's biggest super soaker. This is so cool. A man created the world's largest super soaker last summer, Mark Robber.
How big is it?
Oh, well, he built the world's largest Nerf gun and spent this year constructing the 7-foot-long water gun that officially
I'm looking at it here. Oh, my gosh.
The Guinness World Record.
This thing looks like it's shooting out water like a fire hose.
Oh, yeah. The water gun can be pressurized to 2,400 PSI, producing a stream of water that blasts out of the barrel with enough pressure to shatter windows and cut through watermelons.
Wow.
That's what you attack the neighborhood bully with. There you go.
Wow.
Man.
You'd never run out of water.
Yeah, I just saw the story of the guy that invented the actual super soaker. And it paid really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. I prefer those stories than the one, Yeah, he invented it, but he sold it for $40.
No. This guy's done very well, yeah. But
yeah, good.
So this guy spent a year making this thing.
Man.
It's the detail's incredible.
Yeah. It would kind of make a real fireman look kind of unsexy. Don't you think?
Go out there with a super soaker.
Yeah, it kind of takes away from the gravitas of putting out a burning building full of people.
It'd be like an action movie. Everybody had super soakers shooting the
building. I'm saying it would take away a little bit of the seriousness. This thing has the whole logo on it and everything.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of cool. It does sound like, I don't know, super soakers. Sounds kind of like a pornographic film. Don't you think?
I would imagine that there is one out there called that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I've got Google. Why am I pretending?
Someone adept at squirting, probably.
Yeah.
Super soaker.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got a wet t-shirt thing. Okay. I'm sorry. Back to you, Jessica.
Oh, well, father in Canada was struck by lightning while giving his daughter's wedding speech.
Oh, my God.
Such a great story. That seems like it would be some sort of a sign to me. I don't know.
He lived. I saw the story. He lived.
J.P. Nadeau of New Brunswick hosted his daughter's wedding in his backyard, apple orchard, in Lower Woodstock on July 8th and was unaware of the approaching storm clouds while giving his speech. According to Nadeau, his daughter saw the lightning strike behind him, shooting a bolt of electricity through his body.
Yeah. Now, comedy, when you're on stage, Jeff, they give you the light.
Exactly.
Maybe this was God's way of saying, okay, enough of the speech, buddy.
You've gone over 15
Wrap
minutes.
It up. Less booze.
But don't you hear about those stories where they got hit by lightning and he could play the piano or, you know, he never could before? Well, speaks a foreign language.
There's a lot of stuff that happens to people. A lot
he's left handed now.
They change their interests and they start studying different things and quit their jobs.
Man.
His anus was compromised.
Uh huh.
Lost control of his bowel.
Well, doesn't say that.
I'm just trying to play to my
mind. I wonder what he was saying. What he was saying right before he got struck by lightning. And as many of you know, my daughter is a virgin.
Holy cow!
Well, after the lightning strike, he said he has a scorch mark on his thumb where he thinks it's where the electricity jumped from the mic onto his body, but he's fine. Even his knee actually feels a bit better. So
there you go. See, there it is.
Damien hurt him.
Man,
he's lucky.
Yeah, no kidding. You can get a lot of internal burns.
And he speaks fluent Portuguese now.
Yes.
Out of nowhere. Coming up, comedian Pat Godwin, comedian Al Jackson, and more. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, comedian Pat Godwin. Right. What happened to Chick? There he is.
Oh.
I lost you for a second there. We have the lovely Jessica Alsman.
You lost me.
Hello.
No, I looked over there. You weren't there. That's comedian Jeff Oskey. That man over there is Josh Arnold. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the show. We last left you with an outdoor wedding, and the father of the bride's giving the speech and
struck by lightning.
Gets hit by lightning. He lives, though, right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Wow. That is one rough. You have to wonder what he was saying at the time he got struck. Or maybe God just doesn't like a cash bar at a wedding.
That may have been it.
Yeah, they don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It'll be reflected in your gift. Thank you very much.
Reverend Lou Christie was the...
nice!
Was overseeing the wedding.
Have we decided that's the best or the worst falsetto?
Best, in my opinion.
Worst.
Oh,
stinks. Be okay. I've never heard it again.
Fist fight you.
Moratorium on Lou Christie and all he's done.
You know what we're talking about here, Jess?
Nope.
Listen to this song here.
He's up there.
The whole song is great.
The
horns.
It's kind of like the Chipmunks. It's pretty high up there.
Whole song is good.
And I cannot stand the Four Seasons. I really hate it.
But you like Lou Christie.
You're right. It stinks.
I mean, when I was a kid, I thought that it was the Four Seasons doing that. Because it sounds so similar to me. But
you like the Four Seasons, Josh?
I do, yeah. I've never seen that play or whatever, the musical.
You like Jersey
Brooklyn
Boys?
Jersey Boys. Yeah, I've never seen that.
Because my theory has always been the only reason they had hits is because of payola. Just a theory of mine.
You know, he was on The Sopranos.
For some reason, I love that Lou Christie song. Man, oh, man.
Hmm. Okay, well, anyway, so this guy gets hit by lightning, but he's fine. But he's doing some tearfully speech about how great his daughter is and once again, right after declaring her virginity, God comes back at him.
You know these are real people, right?
Oh, sorry.
He's fine. They're all right.
He lived.
He's okay. Let's move on.
Did you have the quote? I wasn't listening. He didn't want to steal anyone's thunder?
Now, is that a quote from
him? That's a quote from him.
Oh, wow.
He's a dad. That's a perfect dad joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. You're right. Didn't want to steal the
They
thunder.
Thought I was going to drop dead, the guy said. And just as I told my new son-in-law, you're a lucky guy. Boom!
God, wow.
He said he had his back turned toward the storm, given the speech, unaware the storm clouds approached, the wedding party.
Why didn't somebody say something?
I had the microphone and the shock.
Hey,
the shock of the lightning bolt jumped into the sound system and my hand just lit up and I saw the spark. And I'm looking at my hand. It's all flared up. It was like I was holding a lightning bolt in my hand. It was amazing.
All right, so the lightning didn't like necessarily go into his head.
It probably hit something
nearby, and then exactly. Yeah,
it wasn't this guy's first close call. In 2015, a cruise ship he was working on caught fire near the Falklands.
My word!
He and the other passengers.
So he's like the cooler.
Were rescued. Yeah.
This guy's bad luck.
They had to be rescued by the British Royal Air Force. He said, I've had lots of brushes with death, but death keeps ignoring me.
Mm. Oh. No. Yeah, just wait, Pally. Yeah,
next time. Yeah. I wonder if he's going, if anyone knows any reason why these two people should not be wed and holy, boom.
No, the punchline.
And holy.
And just as I told my new son-in-law, you're a lucky guy. Boom.
Man.
I'd be a little worried if I was him.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting in for Christy Lee, it's Jessica Alsman. Jessica, what have you got over there?
A new law in Texas will allow people over the age of 18 to carry large swords in public. Texans will be able to possess knives and swords with blades longer than 5.5 inches after Governor Greg Abbott recently signed House Bill 1935 into law.
Okay.
However, long knives will still be prohibited in several places, such as bars, schools, churches, airports, government buildings, hospitals, correctional facilities, sporting events, and polling locations.
We can't get an understandable tax code. But you can carry swords.
By the way, was there a problem with people bringing their swords to prisons, correctional facilities, as you put it?
It's frowned upon.
Yuck. Hi, I'm here to see my brother. Do you mind if I bring my 4-foot sword in?
I can't help notice, ma'am, that cake you brought in has a gigantic sword sticking out of it.
I wonder where that started, the file and the cake. Right. How did that start?
Oh, that's such a classic. We have to... Oh, could you grab that file?
I certainly can. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, I have a feeling you're pro-sword here.
Well, I am, but look at this. One day yesterday, Kid Rock announced he's running for the Senate, and already we're getting bills passed.
Hey, if you want to carry a sword, it's okay with me.
It's about time they let us carry our swords in public, Tom. Hell, sure. the pilgrims did it, so it's like we're going back to the future for progress.
The pilgrims?
And as a card-carrying member of the NSA, the National Sorters Association.
Oh, that's what the NSA stood for all these years, I was wondering.
I couldn't be happier. Don't get me wrong. My swords look great on the mantle set next to our antique hornet's nest and Molly Hatchet mirror. But some men carry guns. I love swords, but it takes a special kind of man to use. Yield a sword.
You mean like
a
wannabe ninja weirdo?
Judge, if you want to, Tom, but you'll never find someone as good at swording as me.
Really?
I swear to God. Jordan. In the past year alone, check, I've taken over 72 sword fighting classes off YouTube.
Huh.
People carrying swords around, they're going to help prevent crimes. You're going to see the crime rate plummet. Let's say some dude's thinking about burgling someplace.
Okay.
Then he turns around to check his blind spot and sees me with a custom samurai sword. He's going to think twice before burgling or doing something stupid.
What if this guy's a real man from, say, the 21st century and he's carrying a gun?
What about it? Ain't you ever seen the movies, Tom? So he starts shooting at me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be slicing my sword through the air so fast it'll redeflect his bullets right back at him.
Sure.
Simple trajectory.
Be careful training for that
iron
one,
Donnie. Swear to God, I don't want to give away all my secrets over a cordless phone, but a sword is one hell of a conversation starter, too. I take my sword to parties, chicks will come up and want to hold it, ask you questions about it. Oh, Donnie, have you ever killed a man with it? Well, not with this one, baby, but the sword in my pants has sent a few ladies to the hospital.
With gonorrhea.
You know what, Tom? If I didn't have to go to Randy's office for anti-sexual harassment training right now, I'd march in there with my sword and slash what little hair you have left on his bald head.
You should hear how he talks about you when you're not on the phone,
Tommy. Oh, I gotta go.
Wow, you upset him.
You pissed him
off.
Oh,
man.
Was there a need to get permission to carry a sword? I guess
it was always okay if it was 5.5 inches or smaller, but now that they're allowing the longer blades to come out.
But I mean, I don't know.
Really?
Presumably swords are carried for some kind of like ritualistic ninja shows or something.
Or Michonne cosplay.
So you can walk into a, I don't know, whatever event and you've got your big sword and it just seems kind of out of place this century. But hey, whatever.
What was the name? What was the bill?
It was in Texas, right?
Yeah,
what's the name? House Bill, the 1935. House Bill 1935.
Should be House Bill 750 AD.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, boy.
All right, what else have you got?
Ooh, drunk pirate. So good. A man dressed as a pirate was found lying drunk on a UK beach. Monday afternoon, David Thomas Jones was found unconscious next to a bottle of vodka and an empty box of stolen sandwiches on a Castletown beach.
Vodka?
Yeah, I don't trust a pirate.
Hey, wait a second.
Pirates drink rum.
Yeah, no wonder they arrested him.
Yo ho ho.
So is he in the full like Johnny Depp pirate gear?
Oh, according to prosecutor Barry Swain, police awoke Jones, who said, "Parley, I'm a pirate," before reportedly asking them if he was still in England. Jones was taken to Nobles Hospital before being discharged into police custody. The 50-year-old was fined approximately $320, ordered to pay.
Or doubloons.
He was ordered to pay $4.47 for the sandwiches that he stole and $160 in prosecution costs.
Yo-ho-ho.
Well, you got to be really drunk if you wake up on a beach and are wondering if you're in the same country where you started.
Yeah. So
he's just taking this pirate thing a little too far.
Parley, I'm a pirate.
Yeah.
Which is pirate code, I guess.
But you can't just say, I'm a pirate and be a pirate.
Yeah, no. You got to talk the code.
But, I mean, if you could just say it and be it, every man would have a 12-inch penis.
Yeah. No,
they don't.
wait a minute.
Thank you, Jeffy. That deserved more than it got.
There is an update on this story.
On the pirate guy?
Yeah, they took off the beard and the makeup, and they found out it was Shia LaBeouf.
Poor Shia. Bless his heart.
If you don't know, he was apparently arrested for, I think it was public intoxication. And
he was upset to begin with, and I guess he asked someone for a cigarette, and they ignored him, and that made him really mad.
And he lays into this cop with a kind of racist rant. It's pretty awful.
You guys want to hear a joke Tom would tell?
Oh, no, wait a second. Do you have the intro?
Oh, do we still have that?
The only a joke that I would like.
That's not it. Hang on a second. I don't think I have it anymore.
All right. That's fine. I'm just glad they didn't take Shia LaBeouf to jail.
Oh, why is that?
Well, then he would have been Shia LaBeoufu.
Well, that.
Oh, Tom! All right. I need a vote here. Is that a joke Tom would tell?
But
oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
How do you pronounce his last name?
LaBeouf.
Maybe it's LaBeouf. I don't know. But I'm willing to twist things Shia in order
LaBeouf.
To get to that punchline.
I think they say LaBeouf, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
LaBeouf.
I can't believe you left me in the lurch, you son of a...
You sure did.
So I have a question.
Stand by.
I know. I just have a question. Do Chinese pirates go, L?
Josh, in retaliation, is folding his arms and staring at Tom.
You see, they can't go, R. It was going to be...
What?
It's funny.
I'm trying.
Okay. Well, once again, coming up in just a few minutes will be comedian Pat Godwin. Jessica Alsman sitting in for Christy Lee. And Christy's on vacation in North Carolina in the Outer Banks right now. Hope she's getting some good weather. Now, what else have you got over there?
Well, Chick said earlier it is National French Fries Day.
Yay!
Oh, boy.
Which should be celebrated internationally. As the name suggests, it is a French origin, but French fries are believed to have originated in Belgium in the 17th century. Fried potatoes, were substituted in the Belgium diet in winter months and were When fish was not available to fry from Europe, their popularity spread literally around the world, and now I eat French fries probably every day.
Do you really? Yeah.
Probably. I try not to, and then I'm like, oh, French fries.
Hmm.
Or waffle fries. Or tater tots. There's
I don't so like waffle options. Fries.
I don't really? Either.
I don't like waffle fries. I don't like people who like waffle fries.
I think it has to be cooked a certain way.
No. Waffle fries, you have to get to them right away.
Mm-hmm. If they, you sure do.
If when
sure
they're soggy, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, when they get cold, they're bad.
Yeah, I agree.
But McDonald's fan. French fries are good anytime.
Even
man,
cold.
You're not yeah. kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if they've been in your car for a couple of weeks, you'll have gone between the seats.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I'll vacuum summer. Out the car. It's delicious. Oh, yeah.
I love those fries.
That's the way I do it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Back to you.
But it's also Embrace Your Geekness Day. So I love this.
Oh, well, la-di-da. How nice for you, nerds, Greg.
It's a great day to be a geek, right? A geek is an individual who's highly intelligent, brainy, and technically oriented.
Or would you rather be?
Oh, so they're geek? Not going with the true definition of geek.
Well,
geek,
they kind of go into this.
An animal.
A geek is closely related to a nerd. A nerd, however, may or may not possess technical expertise. Some people view the term geek with a negative connotation.
Well, yeah. The well, geek was geeks, the guy who bit the heads off chickens.
Yeah, the circus sideshow geeks were the guys that, you know, they like you said, they'd bite the heads off chickens.
Yes.
What?
That's what a geek is, yeah.
Yeah, that's the original
definition. Like yeah, like a sideshow geek. Yeah.
Sideshow.
Well, yeah. Now we look at them as the people that fix our computers. We
yeah.
usually say, did you restart it? No.
What is the distinction between geek and a nerd, though?
And then they say something like, oh, this is the ID10T problem that we've been talking about.
Well,
that's you how to spell
nerd.
It.
To go fix yeah. it.
To go back a story, to celebrate International French Fry Day.
Right.
It's not just French fries or potatoes that are good fried. It's pretty much everything, which is where this comes into play.
Hurry up and wash for dinner, Billy. We're having your favorites. Sloppy Joe's, corn on the cob, and chocolate fudge cake.
Aw, Mom. That stuff blows. Why can't we have fried dough or elephant ears, like when the carnival's in town?
I've told you before, Billy, making carnival food requires special equipment that I don't have here in the kitchen. We just can't make it at home.
Now, hold on there, Mrs. Potowski. Thanks to the all-new Greasinard, you can enjoy your favorite Midway foods in the comfort of your own home.
A Greasinard?
Yes, the good people at Frigamall Industries have designed a single appliance that prepares all the delicacies you normally associate with circuses, carnivals, county, and state fairs. Just think, now you can prepare fried dough, fried cheese, cheese on a stick, dough on a stick, corn dogs, dough dogs, fried dough poppers, fried weasel on a stick, and so much more right here at home.
But how is that possible?
The Greasinard is a combination dough processor and deep fryer with hot grease vat and top-mounted hot grease trays with built-in grease injectors. The problem you have cooking at home is that you can get your grease hot, but not hot enough. Not disfiguring hot, anyway. And that's what sears in that special carnival flavor.
Mommy, this corn dog burns, and it tastes like tattoos.
Sure it does, Billy. The smell of the Midway oozes out of every bite.
It's perfect.
But aren't all those foods deep fried in hot grease awfully fattening?
Just ask yourself this. Have you ever seen a plump carny?
Now that you mention it, no. They all have a stringy drifter's build with sharp, inbred, rat-like features.
Exactly. And this product is 100% carny tested and carny approved. The same technology which carny folk harnessed to become pioneers in the field of stick-mounted foods is perfected in the Greasinard. And the Greasinard's handy size means it fits in any kitchen. Why, it's no bigger than freak show veteran Bugzo the Human Torso, the famous legless, armless dwarf. And just look how little counter space he takes up. Right, Bugzo?
Huh? Yeah, right. Hey, I'm laying in something really sticky up here, and I don't think it's me, lady.
Wow! He takes up almost no space at all on my kitchen shelf.
Order your Greasinard today, and you'll win this giant stuffed dinosaur. Not associated with Barney and Barney Enterprises Incorporated. Come on, what do you say? Nobody's a loser. Step right up. Give it a try. Hurry, hurry. Take a chance.
Gee, when I grow up, I want to be a carny.
Why wait, Billy? You can drop out of school and join now. I know they're looking for someone to comb the fleas out of Gabora, the gorilla girl, and to sell bootleg cigarettes from the back of the ring toss game.
Oh, boy. Can I, Mom? Please? Can I?
I guess it'll be all right. You just be sure to eat up all your deep-fried vegetables on a stick and do whatever the carnies tell you to do.
Come on, Billy. I'll drive you over myself. We just have one quick stop. Have you ever shoplifted porno magazines while the liquor store clerk is being distracted, Billy?
Not yet, I haven't.
The Grease and Art, available now from Frigamall Industries or wherever carnies congregate.
In honor of International French Fry Day, I know, Jeff Oskey, you are a family man. I have a rule. I don't know if this is written down anywhere, but say you go to McDonald's. You go to the drive-thru and you buy, you know, maybe lunch for five. Okay. Now, you're allowed to sample all of the fries. You understand that,
right?
And then any fries that fall into the larger bag when you're unloading the fries are yours because you
went.
Isn't this the general rule?
I'll be honest. I get the five fries, and then I get a value fry for my lap for the drive home that I then leave in the car. So they are unaware that I've already had.
So you don't steal from the other bag.
It's not stealing. That's the thing. If you are driving, are the one driving the car, and that's just a standard fee. I'm sure this is written somewhere in the McDonald's regulations.
Yeah.
But when you go there, you are allowed to sample fries from any one, if not all, of the bags. And then if someone says something, you say, oh, that guy must have shorted me. So I'll have to go talk to them.
The only fry rule I have is my nieces will get, if I get one of those super long fries, my niece gets them. I give it to my niece.
The really long?
Yeah. The ones where you go, where's the potato this came from?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
That is an excellent point.
Big as a watermelon.
Yeah, that really big one.
Yes.
I find those extra delicious for some reason.
Yeah, but I pass them on.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then do you like the ones that are kind of from the edge that have, they're not like a fully squared?
Oh, they're a little sharper on the edge. They're fine, yeah.
I thought those
you know what those are great for? Chiseling off the cheese from the cheeseburger wrapper.
Oh, this is a man who has thought this through. Hey, man, you got a credit card? What are you doing? Rocking up some skag? No, I'm getting the cheese off my wrapper. We have a lot to get to. We'll be joined shortly by comedian Pat Godwin. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, comedian Pat Godwin will be joining us in just a few minutes right now in the studio. Sitting in for Christy Lee, it's the lovely Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
Beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
Brown hair.
Yep.
And also with us in the studio, I can't help but notice how much the grooming has improved so much. He is comedian Jeff Oskey.
Doing my best.
You look great. You've got your beard trimmed back, your hair. You got rid of the big crazy hair. Does your girlfriend approve of this change? Is she happy with this?
She's just happy I'm working. Let's be honest.
good.
Yeah. She hasn't said, I kind of. Kind of like the new well-shorn, well-groomed look. No,
I don't think she really. I mean, she was with me when I looked homeless, so she doesn't really. I mean, obviously, looks
obviously
don't,
standards
don't really matter to her.
The bar set low. We have. Let's just move back to the news desk, Jessica. What have you got over there?
A Massachusetts man has gotten drivers to slow down with a life-size cutout of a police cruiser sitting in his driveway.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay, this guy, they need to take that. No. Take it down.
Kelly Tufts.
Jerk!
Kelly Tufts told WFXT-TV.
Where news comes first.
That he acquired a life-size Crown Victoria sign, which is reflective at night, from a friend who owned a salvage yard. He installs it outside his Lakeville home on weekends and during holidays to slow down drivers in the area. Tuff says town police approve of the sign, but some passing drivers have gotten it offensive hand gestures. But some passing drivers have given it offensive hand gestures. Yeah.
Given.
Jackasses are flying through. I won't have it.
Yeah. Okay. No, wait a second. Okay.
I'll get me a picture of a cop car.
I just found this thing. This is so cheesy looking. Come here, look at it. It looks like a cartoon car, and it's doesn't look real at all. You see that thing?
Yeah.
It must have been some kind of ad for some car.
I bet from afar it's effective.
I guess. Yeah, I see.
You slam on the brakes when you're 500 yards from it, and
that's pretty funny.
And I'm sure police do like it. It gets people to slow down.
Yeah, give it the finger when you realize.
Why are people giving
it
the finger? I mean, it's
you've been had.
Yeah, don't give it the finger.
Well, so you'd like that you want to go speeding and now the okay, I don't understand.
People are going too fast in neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. It's just there's no.
I'm surprised they're able to give the finger holding their phone to text. Okay, if you see a picture of this, it is sort of calm. I guess it would work from a distance. You're right.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Okay. What else is happening over there?
An 11-year-old Houston area girl who was pulled over for speeding told police that her mother allows her to drive, but that this was her first time driving without an adult.
Wait, I'm sorry. How old?
11 years old.
All right. So this was a big story.
Where
yesterday.
Was this?
Houston. Police say the girl told them she was driving her 10-year-old brother home after they stopped her for driving 49 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone.
All right.
What do you want, the 10-year-old driving? Leave me alone.
Yeah, 9, you're fine. Isn't that what they say?
That's right.
So I'm sorry. So she's 11.
She's 11.
And she's driving her little brother?
Yeah.
He's
and
10.
And speeding.
Where's she driving? At home from work?
Police said that.
I'm driving Bobby home from work.
At the tennis shoe factory? Huh?
Bobby had to work a double today.
This is in the United States, right?
It's in Houston. Police said that when officers took the children home, their 25-year-old mother, Maria De Jesus Lopez, De Jesus, confirmed that she gave her daughter permission to drive.
They start driving at 6 down in Mexico.
Yeah.
So is that true?
Like, oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Now, is that legal or is that just what they do?
I don't think there's
rules. And I felt weird saying, is that just what they do,
by the way?
Oh,
it's usually a donkey.
Because
though.
I worked on a landscaping crew for 7 years, which makes me an expert on Mexico.
Well, you know what? I stand corrected.
Huh.
Ms. Lopez has been charged with 2 counts of child endangerment and is free on a $3,000 bond following a Monday court appearance.
How old is she?
She was 25, and her 11-year-old girl was driving.
Okay, so she was 14 when
Well, that probably explains it. She was probably at the hospital giving birth to her 6th child. Yeah, the kid's got to get to the pool.
An 11-year-old driving the car. God, that's amazing.
I just like that she talked back to the police officer. No, my mom says it's okay.
Well, that's what that's like a typical 11-year-old response. Yeah.
Yeah, the kid doesn't know any better.
Exactly. My mom said it's
glad
fine.
She wasn't drinking. She probably can't even do the alphabet forward, let alone Z, Y, X. I can't do the alphabet backward.
No.
I don't know. Wow. That's amazing.
The great comedian Augie Smith says, you know who can do the alphabet backwards? Late-stage alcoholics. Because they have practiced for the exam.
Speaking of Augie, he's got that famous piece about driving when he was a kid.
Oh, that's right.
And here it is. Augie, you mentioned your mom.
Well, my family's a mess anyway. Both my parents were alcoholics. So when I was a kid, great drunk dad story. My dad's, he's passed out at the Elks Club bar in Ventura, California. It's about 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Okay? And we need to get him home.
Wait a minute. We're setting the scene. 10 o'clock at night, Ventura, California,
passed out at the Elks Club bar. We need to get home, but he's out of cash. I know that he's out of cash because I rifled through his wallet like I always did when he was drunk. But yeah. I figure, we can't afford a cab, so say, what the hell? I'll drive. Made sense at the time.
How old were you?
I was 9. My older brother was 13. So we all jump into his my dad's Fiat Super Bravo, very popular car at the time. And I'm sitting on a book so I can see over the dash. My drunk dad is riding shotgun. My older brother in the back seat in the fetal position crying. So
hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. So good times. So and as I said, this is Southern California, and we had to take the freeway home. Okay.
Uh-huh.
At 9 years old, I don't know a lot about driving. I'll give you that right now.
Sure.
But I know from the video games, those walls on the side are a bad, bad thing. So I'm in the middle lane doing about 25 with the hazards on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. At this point, I should mention that road rage has been around for some time. I realize it gets a lot of press these days, but people have been angry while driving for years. And you guys have never seen anything quite as funny as a road rager changing expressions in the middle of a rant when they realize exactly what's going on. Oh, sure. People cruising down the I-5 at 90 miles an hour got a little bit upset when they came across the Fiat Super Bravo in the middle lane doing 25 with the hazards on. But then when they saw I was going, I was like, I'm going to kill your whole family. Pull over, you idiot. Where'd you get your license? Oh, my God.
It's a 9-year-old driving.
Godspeed, brave soldier. And what you do, world, is you take this pain and you have fun with it. You know?
The best. How'd you get? Wow. Did you make it home? I gather.
Well, what's funny is, okay, we get all the way down the freeway. This is a true story. We're one block from the house. That's when we get pulled over. Yeah, yeah. Where was Eric Estrada an hour ago when I needed you, right? And so this is a true story. The cop, he wakes up my dad and he's yelling at him, right? And the cop looks at my older brother in the back seat, who, let's remember, is all of 13, and actually poses the question, well, he's older. Why isn't he driving? And my dad, quick as that, went, well, he can't drive a stick.
Augie. Augie Smith, in honor of a story out of Houston, Texas, in which an 11-year-old is pulled over for speeding, the cops take her home because she's driving the car, and her 25-year-old mother said that she gave her daughter permission to drive the car. Oh, by the way, her 10-year-old brother was in it, so wow.
Yeah, that's a little if you sit and think about that one too much, you get real sad.
Yeah. The cop says, license and registration.
Does a note from my mom count? I'm just out buying her cigarettes and booze.
When we come back, we're going to be joined by singer, songwriter, comedian, Mr. Pat
Godwin.
We're
coming back? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
All right. This is the Bob and Tom Show.